This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. If the Republican-controlled Congress goes ahead with deep cuts to Medicaid, Governor Jared Polis says the impact will be severe. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
He and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera made the comments in a letter to the state's congressional delegation. They warned Colorado could lose as many as 12,000 jobs and $1.3 billion in state economic activity. Republican Representative Gabe Evans accuses Polis of misrepresenting the facts. He says he doesn't support cuts, but supports removing waste and fraud. Another Republican, Jeff Hurd, called for preserving access to vital services for those who depend on it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado legislature approved a memorial for the Sand Creek Massacre Monday. The sculpture is expected to be installed in front of the state capitol's west steps next year. It would replace a Civil War statue that was pulled down by protesters in 2020. Chris Tallbear is a member of both the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes and a descendant of Sand Creek survivors. He was on the Senate floor for the resolution's passage.
Restorative justice. This is a good step towards that. We're not there yet. We still got a long way. But this is a good step.
The massacre is one of the worst atrocities in Colorado history. Hundreds of Arapaho and Cheyenne civilians were killed by U.S. troops near the modern-day town of Eads. A 64-year-old man has died on the Manitou Incline near Colorado Springs. Police and fire officials responded to a 911 call yesterday morning to find bystanders attempting CPR on the man. Authorities have not yet identified him, only that he was carrying an ID from Oregon. The Manitou Incline is a steep one-mile hike with an elevation gain of more than 2,000 feet. You are listening to CPR News.